This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 7th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Eureka Springs and the May Festival of the Arts welcomes Michael Martin Murphy with opening performer Michael Jonathan, host of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour. This event is May 24th at the Auditorium. Jonathan will also host the premiere of the two episodes of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour that were taped in Eureka Springs last year on Friday evening, May 23rd. Tickets and more information available by calling 253-7333 or on the web, theaud.org.
The Rogers Historical Museum presents Family Day, May 17th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. This event celebrates Hog Wild, our area's love affair with the pig, and will include a piglet race, petting zoo, hog calling, and more. Located in historic downtown Rogers, this Family Day event is free and open to the public. 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock leads a roundtable discussion to talk about the latest talk business and Hendricks College polls that look at how Arkansans may vote in the primary elections. Plus, Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families releases a new report on children's health coverage.
And in the latest installment of our monthly food series, the owner of Gunder Pickles makes us a jar of pickles using his great-grandmother's recipe. Also, a project looks at the idea of community. We hear an interview with gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross and more.
But first, President Barack Obama is scheduled to be in Arkansas today to see destruction caused by last week's tornado and meet with victims. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney discussed plans briefly during yesterday's daily press briefing.
The president already issued a disaster declaration, and he looks forward to meeting with victims, their family members, first responders, and local and state government officials in the wake of this storm and these tornadoes.
The president was invited to visit the state by U.S. Senator Mark Pryor.
A new poll out yesterday suggests Arkansas Republicans are overwhelmingly opposed to the private option, but the impact that it's expected to have on primary races is mixed. The survey, conducted by Talk Business and Hendricks College, polled more than 1,500 likely Republican voters. 54% of those polled oppose the private option, which uses federal Medicaid dollars to buy private insurance for low-income Arkansans. 23% favor the program enacted last year by the state legislature, while 24% say they don't know. Roby Brock explains that the private option has previously been a divisive issue among Republican candidates for the legislature.
Now we're seeing this play out in some of the campaign cycle here in these Republican primaries. What's interesting about our poll results are that just because Republican voters in general don't support the private option, it does not necessarily mean that they hold out against a candidate. When you look at some of the crosstabs.
Several high-profile Senate races put those who voted for the private option and its funding against opponents who are pledging to halt the program if elected. While some incumbents facing challengers are being impacted, Brock says others are not.
The 70th annual Rodeo of the Ozarks will be held in just less than 2 months at Springdale's Parsons Stadium. Plans to renovate the stadium moved forward last night after the city's planning commission approved the development plans, which will be considered by city aldermen later this month. Rick Culver is on the board of directors for the Rodeo of the Ozarks. He says the expansion plans would involve extensive renovations to Parsons Stadium.
We're going to have new bleachers and chutes will be on the west side. We're going to cover the whole arena. It won't be enclosed, but it'll be covered. We're also at the north end. We'll have a new office complex, which will have a museum, have our ticket office, have meeting rooms that we can rent out, and have a restaurant in our Buckle Club area. We'll be there where we serve the dinners for that. And then there'll be a new Buckle Club area. That'll be on the east side above the chutes when we get this all done. We'll have paved parking. It's just going to be a total upgrade.
The expansion project will also involve building a connection to the Razorback Greenway, which will eventually run along the west side of the rodeo grounds. All told, Culver says the project will probably cost roughly $17 million, and that a capital campaign will soon get underway. While he admits that it is a large amount of money to raise, Culver says when the project is complete, the stadium will be able to host a wider range of events.
Our goal is to have a multi-use facility where we don't have to worry about the weather. A lot of times we've got junior rodeos, and different events that have to do with, like, the FFA would like to come out and set up their judging for their state, different things. And we're always afraid to do that because of the rain. So if we got it covered, there's so many things that we get offered that we can't do now because the weather plays a part, and it scares people from putting on some events that they'd like to put on for the community.
He says once money is raised for the renovations, the project would likely take about 3 years to complete.
After less than 1 year at the helm of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, David Deggs is resigning. He took the position of executive director last year, but effective June 1st, he will leave to take the position of director of adult and community education in the Fayetteville Public School System. According to the City Wire, the Downtown Bentonville Board is seeking a new executive director, but in the meantime, Lisa Beebe, the organization's business operations manager, will serve as the primary contact for administrative issues and will provide continuity during the leadership transition.
A University of Arkansas researcher has received National Science Foundation funding to investigate the evolution of diatoms, single-celled algae found in many bodies of water. Andrew Alverson, an assistant professor of biological sciences and a plant biologist, received nearly $440,000 in grant funding to study the organisms. According to Alverson, there are an estimated 200,000 species of diatoms in the planet. And with the grant funding, he will examine genomic factors that will provide insight into the organism's diversity.
Back-in parking will stay on Block Avenue in downtown Fayetteville. Aldermen last night voted 5-3 to reaffirm the parking model, with Alderman Tenants, Schottmeyer, and Long voting to change the spaces to pull-in parking.
There was no change in tide for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night. The Nats lost the fourth and final game in the home series against the Travelers, with a final score of 5-4. The Naturals are now 11-21 on the season. The team remains home to open a four-game series tomorrow against Springfield.
Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of overnight showers and thunderstorms with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms and expect highs around 77 degrees. Tomorrow night, expect an 80% chance of showers and potential thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, and there's a 70% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley with lows in the lower 60s.